Welcome to Ask Say the podcast. This is Say Tioko speaking, and you are now listening to episode 13. In this episode, I answer the question, would you date a woman? We are also going to discuss the different types of lesbian relationships, how sex and using sex toys are with this type of partnership, and many more things about this topic. I will be unable to do this without the help of my very good friend, Nikki Torres. She is a holistic wellness coach and yoga teacher, content creator behind Pretty Darn Fit, and the gorgeous woman behind the podcast Good, Rude, and Partly Nude. Let's all welcome Nikki Torres.
Hi, Nikki. Good morning.
Hi, Say. Good morning.
Oh my God. Today's episode is going to be super fun. I'm so happy. And Nikki is our very first guest for Ask Say the podcast. I'm so excited. So as you know, Nikki, you know, in Ask Say the podcast, I answer questions lang. So one of the questions is, would you date a girl? Ewan ko, parang popular question siya. Well, I tell people naman na I'm straight, ganyan. Pero syempre, I have kwentos about this topic, and today we're gonna make kwento about that. We're gonna make chika.
So, I cannot believe that that's like a very popular question for you. Maybe because you're so open, like people can see that you are like a very open and, you know, parang positive human being, and kaya siguro na clear sila na parang I wonder.
My first question for you, Nikki, no? What is your earliest memory of having an encounter same sex?
Say, kasi I grew up in an all-girls school. So, from grade school throughout high school, I went to an exclusive school for girls. Actually, I transferred in high school, but same, exclusive school for girls. And I think my mom preferred to send me there kasi my sister got pregnant early. So, parang she was trying to avoid that. And she was like, maybe I'll send her to an all-girls school just to be safe. So throughout that, I grew up in an all-girls environment. And my earliest encounter was, oh my God, fourth grade girl. Ang aga, grade four. And I thought it was just like a crush. Pero feeling ko naman, crush lang siya on someone from a higher batch. So I was in fourth grade and the girl was in sixth grade. She was like an athlete. She was a volleyball player, ganon. And at the time, I thought that it was a crush because all of my other friends had a crush on this girl too. Alam mo yun? Parang pagbata ka, parang, oh, cute siya. No? Parang ganon. And then, so that went on, no, until like sixth grade. It was just all crushes in grade school. And then when I went to high school, I had my first girlfriend when I was 13 years old.
13?
Now that I think about it, I'm bata. Yeah. My first girlfriend, we were together 4 years though. Track record ko, lahat ng naging relationships ko with women are long-term.
I was in senior high school, fourth year high school. Tapos may, kasi lumipat ako from Filipino-Chinese school, lumipat ako sa Filipino school. So mayroon akong kabatch yata, yeah, kabatch, and then ibang section siya. Then she took me to the bleachers, di ba parang may field, tapos may mga bleachers. Umupo kami doon, ganyan. Tapos, girl, sobrang naive ko. Like, hindi ko alam na ako pala yung, nagpo-propose pala siya ng relationship. Kasi sabi, girl, nakakaloka, sabi niya sa akin. Do you ever see yourself na may karelasyon na girl? Alam mo, sabi ko, ang sama ako, promise, pero ang bata ko pa nun, sabi ko, huh? No! Gumanan ako. Tapos, later ko na-realize na, sabi ko, oh my God, shocks. She's asking pala. So, napahiya ako ng bongga, nakakaloka. So, hindi ko alam kung mag-sorry ba ako o na-offend ko ba siya. Yun talaga, sabi ko, nakakaloka as in.
So, I think common siya amongst later on in life, no? When I started meeting people from co-ed school, it's not a common thing. Pero it's so different. Kasi nga, you're exposed to boys eh. Kasi kami sa exclusive school, wala eh. Walang boys eh. So, kami lang. Ganun siya.
Ito pang isang encounter, feel ko matatawa ka talaga sa akin. You know, when we go to Poblacion, drink kanyan. And when I drink, kasi I get really friendly. So one night, syempre, I had like a bunch of tequila, ganyan. And then I saw this girl. She was so pretty. Okay, super pretty niya and she's hot. Like, ang ganda ng hair, curly
okay.
hair. She's gorgeous, ang ganda ng skin color niya, Filipina. My God, the following week, girl, she asked me out kasi we followed each other on Instagram. She asked me out, kala ko, as, to hang out as girls. Tapos okay. biglang nalaman ko, sabi ko, oh my God, wait lang, nag-hint siya na mag-isa daw siya. Tapos sabi ko, nag-panic ako. Sabi ko, wait, hindi ko kaya, hindi ko kaya. Parang nag-panic talaga ako. Sabi ko, wait lang. Alam ba sinabi ko nung gawing yun? Ano ba yun? Parang sabi ko, oh my God, Zay, ano mong ginagawa mo? So yun. So parang, my goodness. And then, I told my friends about it. Sabi nila, baka ano ka lang, bi curious or something
curious.
Like that. Curious. Curious.
Yeah.
Is that offensive?
I honestly don't think it is. Because some say na parang dapat walang no such thing. Parang ganun, eh? It's not sexuality is something you don't get curious about. But you do get curious.
Yeah.
When you're younger, you do. Parang you explore. That's part of exploring and getting to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And curiosity is a phase. It could be a phase, but I don't think it's offensive.
Yun kasi ang pinaka ano ko eh, very careful na hindi maka-offend. Like, even using pronouns lang, di ba? Ang hirap na parang minsan,
yes.
Do I ask, do I not ask? If I ask, ba offensive ba? So parang...
And you know what's funny? I am part of that community, but I have to say that I also do not know, parang I'm not confident that oh, I can go around and, you know, relate to other people and talk to them in such a way that will not be offensive to them. And
yeah.
I've had this conversation with my partner nga. And I said, it's funny, no? Kasi, it's, paano mo nga ba malalaman how a person wants to be addressed? Unless they tell you. Because you can't judge a person based on how he or she looks.
Exactly.
Diba?
Exactly.
And until they tell you na, oh, I prefer to be addressed as a she or like a them, you won't know unless they tell you. And then,
yeah.
Well, there are a lot of controversial issues around it and how people, they feel like they're not treated properly mm-hmm. when you don't address them properly. But
yeah.
Nga eh, it's part of teaching others as well as to how, parang educating pa. So, nandun ba tayo sa phase of educating people na, uy, pag ganito, ask first. Paano ba namin gagawin? Diba?
Totoo.
What
if
should
you don't
we
ask
do?
Now, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Second question for Nikki. Did you date men before?
Oh my God. This is a very interesting story. So, diba I told you I went to exclusive schools for girls throughout grade school and high school. And then when I graduated high school, my mom wanted to send me to Miriam or Assumption for college. And then I was the one who begged her not to send me to another exclusive school. And then I was like, Ma, try naman natin yung my boys para naman ma-expose ako sa... Alam mo yun? Kasi sobrang weird when you're like, we never even had soirees in high school. So I had no experience. And I didn't go to like a review center before college. So I went to UST in college.
Mm-hmm.
I know you went to UST too.
Yes,
I saw.
Yes.
Din pala si Say, kaya pala. So, I was the one who actually asked my mom to send me to a co-ed school. So, sabi ko, either UP or USD, I'm okay. And then she was like, huwag ka mag-UP, sige mag-USD ka na lang, ganito, ganyan. So, yeah, bakit gusto mo mag-co-ed? So, sabi ko, Ma, ang weird nun if I graduate school not knowing how to act around boys.
Mm-hmm.
Because in exclusive schools, we act so differently. Like, parang when we ask for pads or tampons when you have your period, hindi mo siya itatago kasi parang everyone's a girl there. And then, right, diba? Parang, guys, sino may napkin? Normal siya. Or like, kasi yung PE class namin, you are only allowed to change into your PE uniform before the class. So, kunyari, during lunch break, magbibihis na kami to PE. Walang pakialam. Like, we would like change in the classroom, walk around in like our underwear and no one cares. So when I got to college, that was so weird for me. Na parang I would fix my stuff underneath my skirt. Tapos parang I would remember that, oh no, my boys sa pala, so I can't be like flipping my skirt over like I would in high school. So that was like one of the things that I told my mom. Na sabi ko, tingnan mo, if I didn't go to a co-ed school in college, I wouldn't know how to act around boys. And I would graduate being weird around boys.
Mm-hmm.
So, hindi ko na lang din sinabi that I also wanted to try to date boys. Just to make sure. Diba?
Yeah.
So, in first year, I was still with my girlfriend from high school. Diba? 4 years nga kami. So, parang from first year high school throughout college, the first year we were together, and then I broke up with her.
Mm-hmm.
Tas nakatawa, I broke up with her for another girl who was already studying in UST.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was dating this girl, that was when I started fooling around. So I was dating this girl, na we were together. Siya yung nag-cheat then on me. So when she cheated on me, gumanti ako sa kanya. I was like, I started dating boys.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're gonna cheat on me? I'm gonna like go and fuck around as well, diba? So I met this senior. So first year college ako, diba? So I met this senior, may band siya. So parang ang cool, diba? Kasi parang, oh, you're gonna date a college guy who's older than you. Diba? Parang ang cool pakinggan, diba? Tapos he had the band. He was like the bassist. So sabi ko, you know what? Sige, I'll date this guy. So nag-date kami for like a couple of weeks. And this was approaching Christmas. And then on Christmas Day, he called me and then he was like, spend the day with me. Sabi ko, wait lang, it's Christmas Day. I have to spend it with my family. And then he's like, pili ka, ako or yung family mo? Ay, girl, red flag.
Ay, diba? May pagpili? Oh my God.
So, yung pili ka, ako or yung family mo? Pero ako,
family.
Ah, yung pili ko.
Family.
So, it's simple. Continued seeing him for like another week or so until his batchmates, his friends in our college, it's the same college kami, arts and letters.
Mm-hmm.
His batchmates started reaching out to me and then they said, we need to talk to you. Sabi ko, wait lang, di ko kayo kilala. Sino kayo? Ganyan. So, no, we need to talk to you without this guy knowing. Okay, so separately, I talked to the girl. Her name's Billy. And then she was like, Nikki, kasi may ibang girlfriend. Etong si guy.
Oh my
right?
God.
So may iba siyang girlfriend. Tapos sabi ko, ha? But parang he never mentioned or he never. Sabi niya sa akin, nag-break na sila. He told me about it, but it was mm-hmm. like, oh, I broke up with her na.
Mm-hmm.
And he never told me where the girl was from. And then apparently, the girl was their batchmate, same college, but wasn't going, kaya walang idea, kaya malakasin yung loob ni guy because he was not in school. And guess why she wasn't in school?
Why? Pregnant.
Pregnant.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, girl.
The audacity, right? So, parang hindi siya pumapasok ng school because she was already pregnant.
Grabe, buti sinabi ng friends niya.
Yes, because friend din nila yung girl.
Oh my
God. So,
gosh.
I guess etong girl who talked to me, si Billy, naramdaman niya na parang babae din ako eh. So, I wouldn't want that to be done to me as well. So, that's why she reached out. And then I confronted the guy na, sorry ka sa kanya, may hindi ka sinasabi sa akin. And then he said, ha, ano yun, deny pa siya. Diba? Sorry ko, meron ka palang girlfriend. The name was Audrey. I'm gonna reveal the names of the girls but not the guy's name. Sorry ko, akala ko ba wala na kayo ni Audrey? And then he said, wala na nga. Tapos sabi ko, sinungaling ka, kinausap ako nung kaibigan mo. And then I told him that I knew everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nagulat siya. Sabi niya, bakit naman gagawin ni Billy sa akin yun? Parang gumanon siya. Eh kasi babae din siya.
True.
And then, yeah. And then he was like, hindi kasi sabi niya, hinihiwalayan niya na daw. Oh, ngayon hinihiwalayan mo pa lang. Sabi mo sa akin, break na. Then finally, na-corner na siya, diba? Tapos sabi niya, he was quiet for like a long time. And then after a while, he was like, so, ready ka na ba maging stepmom?
Oh,
do you really think?
What? What? How stupid is this guy? My goodness.
No. So, parang ako, so after kitang mahuli, you still think that I'm gonna act as a stepmom to your daughter.
Oh my God, nakakaloka.
So, see, that was like my first encounter dating a guy. So mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go back to dating girls, okay? So, I tried again, still in college. The second one, ganun pa rin. Medyo fail pa rin.
Mm-hmm.
We dated for like 6 months. That was like the shortest time I dated anyone. We dated for like 6 months. He was trying to ask me out since we were in first year college. Tapos, sabi ko, I'm not interested. Ganyan. And then, finally, in fourth year, I was like, you know what? Fine, let's try it. So, I dated him, we went out, and wala, hindi pa rin talaga nag-work because he was like, you know how guys are so, how do you say this? Parang their priorities are like friends and basketball and, you know, parang side. Some, I'm not generalizing. I'm not saying all guys are like that. But this guy, or maybe the guys that I am attracted to, mali eh. And my red flag was when we were having a conversation. I'm very observant kasi of people. So yung red flag ko sa kanya was when we were almost graduating college. And then he was like, pagka-graduate ko, ayoko magtrabaho for anyone. I want to be my own boss. Okay, that's good. Pero hindi nagmamatch dun sa behavior niya yung yeah. gusto niya eh.
Mm-hmm.
So ako, parang nako, wala akong future dito.
Mm-hmm. Daming ganun, no? Yung hindi nagmamatch talaga yung sinasabi sa ginagawa. Eh, ang pinaka-tinatrust yes. dapat is yung actions and not the words. Kasi ang dali-dali magsalita ng, oh, I want blah, blah, blah. And then, anong ginagawa
exactly.
mo?
Exactly.
Nada.
Exactly.
So, in line with that, Nikki, what do you think is the biggest difference in dating the same sex and the opposite sex? Yung biggest difference?
The sensitivity. So, women are sensitive to, in general, like, we're more sensitive to things and emotions. Mm-hmm. And when we are around other people, or like, when we are in relationships, parang mas nakakaramdam tayo, diba? And that reciprocates when you are with another woman. So, kunyari, sometimes, or like based on my experience dating just two guys, hindi, sometimes parang it's always a guessing game with them. Like, yes. sometimes it gets so dense that oh you have to God. Like, kailangan ko bang i-spell out sa'yo mm-hmm. kung ano yung pinapa, yung gusto mm-hmm. kong sabihin. With women, it's different. Like, based on my relationships, parang I don't have to spell things out. They get me immediately. They're more malambing.
Mm-hmm.
And, ayun, sobrang, ang dami. It's like, for me, a world of a difference.
Really? Very super. Interesting. Wow.
There, it's not hard for them to open up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, communication lines are more open versus if I were like with a guy na kailangan ko pa mag-probe.
Totoo.
Uy, anong problema?
Totoo.
Or like, them probing me na para super.
Oh my God. Totoo nga yung men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Totoo yun.
Yes. So I'm just gonna date someone from the same planet as I am.
I don't want to mention their names kasi hindi ko sure kung gusto nila ma-mention yung name nila.
Okay.
One. This is one na sobrang interesting. Sabi niya, hide my name. I always have a wet dream with a girl, but I have a boyfriend.
Oh.
Am I not straight?
Of course, I'm not in the position to answer that straight up because I still think that ultimately you will be the one to determine or like to decide that this is your sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the only reason why this person asks, am I not straight? That feeling of being unsure is because so ano ba, society says ganito ko or ganito ko, diba?
Mm-hmm.
But if you are having fantasies or like wet dreams with another woman, I think there's a chance that you may be attracted to the same sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because you, that's in a way, I still think that when you have dreams, it's something, it's a like subliminal or like something that your brain is you know, but it's there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's yes. the subconscious. It's in the subconscious that parang you're probably not paying attention to. So I believe when we dream, there's like a message for us all the time. Like when mm-hmm. you have dreams, there's something that your brain or the universe is trying to tell you. So I say, girl, i-explore mo yan. Bago ka magpakasal, joke.
This is a question from Instagram follower. Sabi niya, I am in one. However, I am curious as to how you are going to answer questions about this. Surprise! I have a guest for this show. So, kasi parang hindi ata na-miss yung ng ibang tao na I'm gonna start having guests over sa Ask Say the podcast. So, yes, Nikki is here to answer questions for us as well. Eto, Nikki. Okay, so let's dive into the sex stuff na. First question. Siguro yung iba talagang Jen, maybe hindi nila alam kung paano, no? Sabi niya, how yeah. can you tell your partner that you want to do it with her?
We tell each other. Like, straight up. There's no, parang, you want to, or something.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that communication. Parang, we're so open to each other. Parang, you wanna... And this is funny, yeah. I think this is something that comes with a long-term relationship already.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get so busy with our lives. Kasi, diba, like with me, there's a schedule that I want to follow being a Virgo. And then at the same time, she also gets so busy doing stuff that sometimes we plan it na. Mm-hmm. Na parang we schedule it. Na,
dapat open yung, ano, no, yung time slot.
Yeah, parang, how about tomorrow night we do something? Or like, alam mo yun? Kasi, ang nangyayari, if you get so busy and you forget about it and you feel like, oh, sige, kung ano lang, kung spur of the moment, kung kailan lang, dun lang. That's what that's the only time you do and you don't make time for it.
Yes.
You tend to miss it. And then you realize, parang, oh my God, one month na tayo hindi nagsisex or something. Diba? Mm-hmm. And we think it's very important in the relationship because we sense the difference kapag kunyari matagal na kaming hindi nag-sex or okay, let's call it making love kasi girlfriend yes. ko naman siya. So pag matagal na kami nung wala, the, how we relate to each other, medyo parang we get cranky, we get hot-headed, we get impatient, and then it all changes instantly after we reconnect. Ako, I'm like, you wanna make love or like, and then sometimes if it's just like, it could be like body language and like you stay close to each other and then you just start there because like with women, it really takes time to, you know, bring the temperature up and warm up and get ready for that. Foreplay is so important and to get you in the mood. It's so important. So parang it has to be like, you know, sensual. And
yeah.
At the same time, no shame in asking.
Ito, Nikki, nakakatawa. Sabi niya, kinikilig po ba sila sa relationship nila? Kinikilig daw ba kayo?
Ako yes.
Yeah.
Ako yes. Kasi, pero yes, ako kinikilig pa ako. Babe, ikaw ba kinikilig ka pa? My girlfriend's here. To the listeners, my girlfriend is also here. Ako, it's, I still find my girlfriend sexy. And that makes me kilig. And there's a lot of things. She started lifting her shirt up. She is crazy. She's funny. But at the same time, she is very sweet. So, nandun pa rin yung newness of the relationship. And I think the time that we spend apart, actually, itong quarantine, being confined in a condo, ang daming nagtatanong sa akin na hindi ba kayo nag-aaway or hindi ba kayo nagkakainisan or nagkakasawaan because you spend 24/7 in the same space. But the answer to that is we make sure that we do our own things. Like, in the morning, we have breakfast together, we have coffee together, and then, babay na. Parang we separate, we go into our own worlds. She does her own things, she works, I work, I do my own. And then we get back at the end of the day. Like, we went out. So parang our heads go separately. We don't do everything together, even though we're physically in the same space. And then we come back at the end of the day, we have stories to tell.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So, I saw on your story, parang, like, ano kayo? Zone kayo. Like, ito yung zone mo ngayon.
Yes.
Doon si Natun. Ang cute! I love that.
Yes. Because we're early on in our relationship, we've established our personal boundaries. We're so different kasi magkaiba talaga kaming tao. And I think that's what makes it so special because I want to continue growing. If I were with the person who is like exactly the same as I am, there would be no individual growth because I want to be learning from her too. I want her to be learning from me. So parang may input kami lagi for each other in the relationship. So I think those things and like, coming back at the end of the day with stories to share about how her day went, and then we have a lot of deep conversations with each other. Ako talaga intellect ako na sa sexyhan eh. So, I find intellect sexy, so when we have deep conversations, wala, andun pa rin. Parang, oh my God, yeah, so that's why I'm attracted to this woman. That's why I fell in love with this woman. So,
I love that.
Andun pa rin yung kilig.
I love that. This is something to do with telling your family. So, how did your family react though when they found out, or how did you tell your family and then how did they react?
So I didn't come out to my family. I was outed by my kuya because my kuya was so against it. Super. Wala kaming sibling code. Walang anything like that.
Yeah.
So I was already in college when my mom confirmed. So parang medyo nagka-idea na sila before. I had an incident when I was in sixth grade. But I disregarded that because I think my parents thought it was just a phase that I would get over. But when I was already in college, exposed to boys, and they found out that I was still with another girl, they had no choice but to accept it. So, and my brother outed me. I was grounded. Graduate na ako nito, say, as in like fresh grad.
Oh my God.
Fresh out of college. My kuya saw, he used my computer and then he saw like a photo of me and my girlfriend at the time. And then he showed my mom. Mm-hmm. And then my mom freaked out. And then she was like, bawal ka lumabas, di ka lalabas. And then I was like, but di ba kailangan ko na maghanap ng work? Graduate na ako, so I mean, gagawin ko. So I really found an excuse to like go out and see her. But after a while, my mom accepted. My mom is a devout Catholic. As in, ang level of devotion niya to the church is she plays the organ in our cathedral. Oh, ganong level of devotion.
Oh my
God. So classic conservative Filipino family. And then, what I appreciated is, pinakilala ko sa kanya yung girlfriend ko. As in, like, kinapalan ko na lang yung mukha ko. Because I know that if they really, if I just opened up to them and if they really love me, it would be like a two-way street wherein I respect them by introducing the person I love to them. And at the same time, they try to understand and accept me too. And that's what happened. And I know it's not going to be the same for everyone. Everyone's experience coming out and telling their parents will be different. Some will have it harder than I did. But lagi kong sinasabi, there's nothing that good communication cannot fix. I sat down with my mom and I told her na, ma, ganito talaga eh. Kasi yung dad ko parang, you know, matriarchal na tanong mo sa mami mo. Ganun siya. May dad was like that, tanong mo sa mami mo. Ganyan. And nagagalit din siya. So, it was my mom that I really had to, you know, parang talk to heart. Like, we really sat down. I set all of my fear aside. Because there's gonna be fear na parang, what if palayasin nila ako sa bahay or something. But the good thing about it is when my mom saw that I was really trying to be a decent person despite my sexual preference, like I was working hard. I got into a good company after college. I had a good career. And then when I introduced a person that my girlfriend at the time, okay din siya, career-wise, okay din siya. We were like, we had our shit together. Mm-hmm. When my parents saw that, they were like, you know what, they'll be fine. And then she told me, ito yung parang I feel everyone will relate to in terms of the fear telling their parents. She told me that she was just afraid that I will not find a good job or that I will be judged by society. So, ako pa rin yung iniisip niya.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's like more of protective. Kasi you're a parent and you know that this is not something that you grew up with, like women dating other women. And they weren't sure if the society was ready to accept someone like that. And she was just afraid of the discrimination, which still happens now. But then if you show them that, no, mom, I'm okay. I can handle myself. I can protect myself. Don't worry about me. Yun, okay na siya.
Wow.
And then from then on, she was very receptive of the, like, she loves Nat. She really loves Nat.
I love that. Ang gandang story. I love it. Oh my God.
So that's why I feel so bad for parents who, or like kids who are not accepted by the parents. Eh. Kasi maraming ganun din, hindi talaga matanggap. But then, I always say na, ikaw na yung mag-reach out. Ikaw na yung, keep trying, show them that you love them. Show them that despite this sexual preference, you are still the same amazing child that they've always had. And that hindi mo papabayaan yung sarili mo, then they'll be fine.
Totoo. Yeah. We have a question here. Sabi niya, have you tried using sex toys on your partner? Actually, di ba mas masaya nga mag-sex toys kapag same sex?
Yeah.
Right?
Yup. Super. Like, yeah. We haven't just tried. It's like, it's a staple in our arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
I have a funny kwento just to squeeze this in. Before pa to, like a couple of years ago. So I would post stories and then there was this one time we were eating in a Japanese restaurant and I was holding a pair of chopsticks. And then you see that I have long nails, right? So chopsticks, diba? Ganyan. And then there was this random person on my Instagram who sent a message on my story na parang, yung nakalagay doon was like, tignan mo yung nails ni Nikki tapos yung nails ni Nat. Ganon. So parang ako, wait lang, sa akin ba itong message na to? apparently, that person was sending my story, was supposed to send my story to a friend.
Oh my
and
God.
Then sent her message to me by you. Mistake. Hindi lang once nangyari to say ha. Like, siguro mga 3 times na or 4 times. At yung ibang reactions are like, ah, paano nails yun, Nikki? Hindi ba masakit yun? So, obviously, it was sex.
Yeah.
And it took a while for me to figure it out. Na parang, wait a minute, people are talking about our sex lives. So I never got the chance to like redeem myself and say, hey, I still am able to please my girlfriend in the bedroom, even with these long nails. Are you familiar with how, say, with women have sex? Say?
I have an idea, yeah.
Yeah, so parang, diba, baseline is like you use your fingers to penetrate your partner.
Yeah.
I think most people think that that's the only way.
Mm-hmm.
But because maybe we're Filipinos, we're not accustomed yet to using sex toys or
true.
Like adult toys and incorporating them in like the bedroom. Syempre, nag-lower na yung voice ko, diba? But yeah, it makes such a huge difference because yes, your fingers can like feel out where the G spot is, where the pleasure spots are. When you start to include a vibrator, a dildo, and other toys, oh my God, the pleasure skyrockets, girl. Like,
love it.
Multiple orgasm level. Toys are a yes. Actually, I would recommend every couple to have it, but not to rely completely on it. It's just
that's true.
Add-on.
Mm-hmm.
Because you still want to know if yung partner mo ba sexually compatible kayo even without these toys.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
important.
Yes, very true. And totoo yung sinabi mo na it's just an parang addition lang, hindi siya to replace the lovemaking kasi other people think na actually may mga nag-message before sabi na na galit na galit daw yung partner nila which is opposite sex ha galit na galit daw
yeah.
when he found out na she wanted to try out sex toys parang galit na galit yung term sabi ko grabe naman galit na galit so parang baka feel ko na emasculate siya na parang bakit may tita
yes.
naman ako bakit kailangan mo nung to eh
yep.
But if you're yep. open about it iisipin mo ibang way pa na parang ah okay baka it's just to you know, spice up the sex life na
spice,
alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Pero
exactly,
grabe yung galit
exactly.
na galit, diba? So, iba-iba talaga yung reaction ng mga tao.
You see, that's one of the things that makes women different from men because
mm-hmm.
men have larger egos.
Yeah.
So, you step on that, they get mad. Versus like, with me, with my experience with my partners, when we open up and say, you wanna buy a new toy? They're like, what? Which one? And then
yeah.
we look together. So,
so
alam mo yun, parang you know that it's an equally beneficial experience. It's not like, oh, ako lang gusto ko kasi mas masarap yung experience ko in the bedroom. I want it to be better for me versus you.
Mm-hmm.
It's an equal experience. So parang, let's look at something that I will enjoy and you will enjoy.
I
so,
love that.
It's a two-way thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So parang alam mo, nasad ako for the wife kasi she wanted to try, diba? And then syempre galit na galit yung husband niya. So wala na. And they're married. So parang sabi ko, ay.
If like women who are married are not given that freedom to still explore their sexuality, especially if, for example, you come to a phase in your life wherein, kunyari, you're 35 and then you realize, you know what, I want to feel more like a woman and I want to explore my sexuality just a little bit more. Sometimes it comes later on in life and maybe for some married na sila by then or like
mm-hmm.
for some it's earlier before they get married, they get to explore their bodies and find what makes them feel good, diba? Ang malas mo lang if you are already married and then your husband is against it because then that already prohibits you from reconnecting with your body.
That's
and
cool.
if there are male listeners listening to us now and you have female partners, it's not to emasculate you. It's actually going to be even more beneficial for you because when a woman is really confident in her body and in her sexuality and super comfortable, you just
yes.
blossom in the bedroom. You're like,
oh.
you become a goddess in the bedroom. It's that's how I think it works.
I love that. And so true. Super true talaga na ako personal experience ko, like, late din ako eh. Siguro last 2 years lang, I became so sexually open, like sa mga options and everything. Hello girl, from one vibrator, na may collection na ako ngayon ng sex toys. And I love it.
I love!
As in, I love it talaga. Nikki, di ba? Yung mga sex toys, like, they're like gadgets. Na parang, oh my God, anong bago, anong specs nito? Like, oh
yes,
my God.
Yeah.
The choices
and what does
are
it
endless.
Do?
Yeah.
And I want to bring this up, say, because with same sex, or like female to female, yun na lang, mm-hmm. female to female sex or lovemaking, it's different pa because in relationships, diba, kunyari, with us, with Nat and myself, we're two-way. Mm-hmm. There are lesbian relationships that are one-way, wherein
really?
The more dominant person, yeah, they're the more dominant person. It's so different. Like, kunyari, amongst lesbian couples, meron pa yung iba-ibang how they identify and, mm-hmm. you know, how they like their preferences in the bedroom and then the structure of the relationship. Iba-iba pa yan. That's why it's so complicated because
yeah.
it's different. Every person identifies differently. There are different preferences. So we'll narrow it down to like the bedroom and like the relationship structure.
Mm-hmm.
With Nat and myself, we're both women, diba? Nat is the more dominant one in the relationship. We often get asked, so who wears the pants in mm-hmm. the relationship? The answer is we both wear pants. We're both very alpha women.
Yeah.
So we it's equal, like in terms of the partnership or like the relationship, it's equal. But if you ask us who's the more dominant one, siya yun. Kasi, di ba, sana yung society na sino yung lalaki, sino yung babae.
Yeah.
Siya eh. And they tend to do that to us too. Kasi tinatanong, as in, we get questions like that, ha, from men. Like, we no offense, ha, pero nagtataka ako kasi sino yung tumatay yung lalaki in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos parang natatawa na lang kami because Nat does not identify as like a male.
Yeah.
Or, some people do. And then there's like a relationship wherein both are like super feminine, super femme. Like dalawang Nikki kaarte. Ganun. Or like dalawang Say.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Say. I think nga yung girl who asked you out from
yeah.
Pabasan, I think if you ended up dating that girl, it would be like a femme
girl,
femme
girl.
Relationship.
Yeah, femme femme. Oh my
yes.
God.
Like
yes.
girly girly there. And then there's like a Nat calls it a chapstick lesbian because they're not girly girls, but they're not also butch.
Boy, yeah.
So they're like
yeah,
yung mga
butch.
Hardcore butch.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. There. We're like sort of in between. So i-classify na natin siya into like three kinds of couples. And I'm sure that it's more complicated than that. Mas marami
mm-hmm.
pa options dyan. But the other one is butch and femme. So I've been in a relationship like that where my partner, hindi naman siya super hardcore butch, but that is almost like one way. Like, they don't like you touching their breasts or walang penetration the other way. So it depends on you then as a woman. Parang, wait, does this satisfy me that I don't get to touch my partner? Because nga for them, wait, hindi ako girl eh. So, hindi ganun eh. And this is very sensitive. This is like super sensitive because like for hardcore butches, it's ano eh, parang they want to feel like men na.
Mm-hmm.
So in the bedroom, they want to feel like you treat them like men and they want to act like men in the bedroom. Ganon.
And there's strap-ons.
With my relationship with Nat, it's, yes. Yeah, the strap-on. So that's a whole different story. But like Nat and I, we have a strap-on.
Yeah.
But siya lang yung gumagamit.
Yeah.
It's not two-way. It's
mm-hmm.
like, basta sobrang different na yung setup. So some would use it, there's like a strap-on for one, and then there's another one for, pag marami kang toys or like dildos. But with us, we have one strap-on. She puts it on because she's like the dominant one in the relationship. But then the whole thing is like a two-way experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like siya lang penetrating. It's not like that.
Mm-hmm. All boils down to communication, no? Like when you start dating
yes.
this girl, parang, I mean, you talk about it na
yeah.
Kailangan talaga communication.
Super say. As in, if you don't talk about it, you might end up marrying that person and not being happy in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very beginning of the relationship, there's no shame in like talking about it and how you want it to be set up. Actually, before Nat, I was so timid. like timid in the bedroom, she was the one who really opened me up to like, do you enjoy this? And you know, parang doon realize na wait lah, she's dancing again. Kasi parang narinig yung pangalan niya. She was the one who opened me up to like, if you enjoy this, you have to tell me. And this is what she was the one who would tell me that this is what I enjoy. Mm-hmm. And so parang doon mo, diba? Parang, oh my God, makes life so much easier when you already diba? Know what your partner wants.
That's diba? So true.
So kasi we were raised to be, you know, parang dalagang Filipina, even though you're not technically being dalagang Filipina, you're just accustomed to like, uy, wag ka magsalita. Or like, oh my God, I hear this in most heterosexual relationships. They just pretend that they enjoy it. Women pretend that they orgasm even though they don't. Just to like, alam mo yon, parang to make the partner feel like, okay, you did a good job. Diba? Parang we sacrifice our own pleasure just to make the guy feel like he is a man. Mm-hmm, so paano na yung pleasure mo? And we never speak up about it. So it's so important then to like, if the guy is able to tell you what he wants, you should be able to tell him what you want as well.
True.
Diba? It's a two-way relationship.
Yeah. Kaya talagang sexual compatibility is also so important. Alam mo, Nikki, I saw a story of yours. Parang, ano yung ginagawa mo na parang Pandora box ba yun? Like, people tell you their secrets. And then I saw someone say na she is in a sexless marriage.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So
he's male. Same.
What?
He's male. Yeah.
No.
Diba? Sobrang
girl.
Yeah, I know.
Oh
I know. Alam mo, when I read that secret, sobrang nag-break yung heart ko. And ginagawa ko kasi, sa dami nung nagsisend in ng secrets, nung sinimulan ko yun, parang I would like comfort them pa eh. Pero after a while, parang wait lang, sobrang nakakaubos pala kapag lahat sila i-comfort mo and like you talk to them. But there are also some secrets that I know that they would prefer not to talk about it. Na, mm-hmm. na parang they just want to drop it off there and leave it there. And I felt that that was one of them. And I know this person personally. So I was like, oh my God, wait. And I know the wife. And I've met the kids.
I can't. Marriage, sexless, I cannot. My goodness.
Right.
So, I guess you ano na. So, Nikki answered the question na kasi ang next question is there a gender role in these relationships? So, Nikki dove into that
my question pala.
Yeah.
But yes. Hindi mo sinagot yung question if you would date another woman.
I would. Okay. I'm not totally saying na ayoko yun for like when I was in fourth year high school. No. Now kasi mas open ako and I'm really curious. But yeah, I'm super open to exploring.
It's still a matter of, do you have a connection with that person?
Yeah.
And it's not just based on, babae ba siya? Sige, I'll go out with any girl. It's the same as if you met a guy, would you go out with that guy? Would you have a connection?
True.
And, you know, it's just now putting the gender aside.
Yeah.
This has been so fun. You know, people don't really talk about, number one, they don't talk about sex and they don't talk about women and their bodies and pleasuring themselves. So I really appreciate you, Say, for bringing light into this topic.
Thank you. Lastly,
no one ever talks about how female relationships or like same-sex relationships go. So I really appreciate you using your platform to, you know, educate people on these things because I would never have done this on my own. Wala, number one, wala akong kausap about it. Tsaka parang medyo conservative ako minsan, but then it's with people you're comfortable with, the great conversations come out.
I love that. Medyo conservative ako minsan. I love that. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Sae.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
So that concludes our episode for today. I hope you guys enjoyed listening and I would love to hear your input or your reaction. So you can do that by posting on social media with the hashtag AskSayThePodcast. So again, stay tuned for the next week. On Saturday, we are going to be uploading a new episode with another special guest. And I'm very, very excited because this person is really close to my heart and she is definitely going to feed all of us with a lot of wisdom about a topic that is also very highly requested. This has been Say Tioko. Again, thank you guys so much for supporting Ask Say the Podcast and thank you for listening.